This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I know that some of you don't like Troy Aikman. I actually think Aikman's the best color commentator that
Wait,
they have.
Wait, what? You think Aikman's the best of all the national shows?
I think Aikman's the best. Yes,
did, I
do.
Did I miss a news? Did Collinsworth and everyone else just fall off a cliff?
I think Aikman's better than Chris Collinsworth is.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's better
Greg
than
Greg Olsen die?
I like Greg Olsen. But the thing of Olsen is he just doesn't call enough prominent games anymore. Olsen's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But I really do like Greg Olsen. But now that they fired him to the B games, I just don't really hear a lot of Greg Olsen in my life anymore. He pops up a little bit on Red Zone, and then that's kind of it. I don't really see a whole lot of Greg Olsen other than that. But I do like him. We all know how I know Aikman's really good at this. Chiefs fans are really mad at him. Craig Carton's really mad at him. Like, everybody thinks that Aikman either is a hater or too critical or whatever it is, which lets me know that Aikman is probably right there in the middle, and Aikman is one of the few that actually says interesting things as the game going on. Now, this has nothing to do with Troy Aikman. But yesterday, you guys remember, Rashee Rice kind of flicked the ball. Now, I do not believe he was trying to hit the defensive player with the ball. I believe he was getting up. I think he was trying to flick it to the referee. It was kind of wrong place, wrong time. The defensive player was there. Now, I certainly understand why the defensive player reacted the way that he did. I think every player in the league reacts the way that you did. Hey, man, what'd you just do? He got up in his face. I think you can tell by Rice's body language. He's saying, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. I don't think he was trying to do this. Well, you could tell. ESPN, they had it fired up. They were ready to go the moment that Rashee Rice did something during the game. Listen to this.
Rashee Rice was injured last year in week 4, and that cost him the rest of the season with a knee injury. Then in July, was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years probation. For his role in a multi-car crash in Dallas, he pleaded guilty in district court to 2 third-degree felony charges. The league suspended him for the first 6 games of the season. He was able to practice with the team all of camp. He was back in the building after 3 weeks of the suspension, but couldn't practice. He was in meetings and then got to ramp up prior to last week.
Hey, man. I understand that that's part of Rashee Rice's story, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't tell his story. You absolutely should. Just didn't really feel like the time. It felt like ESPN was waiting for anything to happen with Rashee Rice to remind you of, oh yeah, he was suspended the first 6 weeks of the season. You guys remember why? It felt a little bit unnecessary. A little bit unnecessary. Now, if he had done something wild, and okay, you could have justified it to me. I think the whole flipping the ball thing was just blown out of proportion. I don't think he meant to hit him with the ball. I think it was wrong place, wrong time. I thought the referee quickly diffused the situation. You can tell Rice goes over on the sideline and tries to tell Andy Reid. I think it's just an unfortunate thing that happened throughout the course of the game. But man, they had that thing hot and ready to go for Rashee Rice. Just felt a little bit of out of pocket to me from ESPN.
It's like they were waiting on anything negative for Rashee Rice. Not, you know, a big catch, not a, you know, first down. Not, if he had dropped a ball, if he had fumbled, because he fumbled, I believe, earlier in the game, but he recovered his own fumble. If anything bad is even dramatic, if anything negative happened with Rashee Rice, they had that thing ready to roll, which, to our point before the break, that's dirty by ESPN.
Yeah, for no reason.
Like, listen, he did that. All those things happened. He's punished accordingly. 100% agree with all that stuff. But you were waiting, if you're the ESPN graphics department, for a misstep in the game to remind everyone, oh, not only did this bad thing happen on the field, but you'll also remember off the field.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like with this, someone says, well, C-Dot, did he say anything wrong? No, I don't think that's what we're talking about. I mean, everything that he said is factual. That's not why I'm upset. It was just more the timing of everything, and it just didn't feel very necessary in the course of broadcasting the game. Yes, sometimes I understand that we got to talk about the off the field things, what happens with the player. I mean, it wasn't his first game back. It wasn't like Rashee Rice started some brawl. It was unruly throughout the course of the game. I just thought them having it queued up to then tell you about his offseason and him being suspended. I thought it was a little bit of dirty pool. I really did. I thought it was a little bit of dirty pool by ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.